So a grab sample then is an individual sample which is collected at one time. A replicate is simply your duplicate grab sample. A composite sample is where you go to your site, you collect several grab samples at different times on that site. They're mixed into a container to give you an average sample composition, but the duration of collecting those grab samples will typically be within 24 hours. So what we're trying to say here is that a composite sample, we don't actually have to collect all 7 grab samples at the same instant, but we collect them over a relatively short time frame and we then average them by mixing them together in a container. The advantage of this is that if you're trying to get a feeling for what's going on at the site and you haven't got enough money to do a really large number of samples back in the lab, then you collect a decent number of grab samples, you composite them together, and this then is just one analysis to give you an average value for the site. It doesn't tell you anything about spatial distribution then, but it does tell you about how bad the site is. In terms of quality control, a split sample is useful. So in a split sample then, you take a well-mixed sample, this is a grab sample, you split it in half, and you send each half away for analysis in a clean container. Ideally then, you get exactly the same result for both. If you don't, you have problems with your analytical method. And this is a very standard way of checking that you're getting reliable results out of your lab. We were doing this procedure in Adelaide. We had a large group. Everybody was making new inorganic compounds. The budget for the group then for analysis was pretty large, so it was worthwhile checking out labs. So we sent split samples through to labs in Australia, through to labs in Canada, and the lab in Canada came out at much more reliable results and much better cost per analysis with that reliability, so all of our analyses were actually done in Canada. So it is a standard thing that people use to check that you're getting quality results. There was a classic a couple of years ago where a student got a lot of samples run down in Townsville at the analytical facility down there. There was something strange about trying to interpret the results, so she thought she'd better actually just check the lab. So she split sample and sent them to another lab, wildly different results. They found a systematic error in what was being done at the Advanced Analytical Centre down in Townsville, who then had to reanalyse the whole, there's many, many hundreds of samples from scratch again. So that's where split samples come in. You should always get the same results out of a proper lab. A spike sample is where you take an analyte-free sample of the matrix. So in this case, you've like analysed your matrix independently, found there's no analyte in it. You then spike it with a known amount of the analyte, and you check to make sure you recover exactly what you put into your matrix. So if you've got a problem, a matrix effect, which is lowering the response, then you need to know about it. So a spike sample is a way for checking that. These are all very standard.